You're listening to SBS News.
As thousands of Afghans flee the chaos erupting across the nation, Australian allies, interpreters who worked with our troops, wait to be evacuated. One interpreter who worked with the ADF made this plea to be rescued.
Please save our life. Please save our family. Please, you are not just safe over here.
But today, Prime Minister Scott Morrison conceded some staff will be left behind.
Despite our best efforts, I know that support won't reach all that it should. On the ground, events have overtaken many efforts. We wish it were different.
Kabul is a city in a state of flux. Unrest at the Hamid Karzai Airport was preventing evacuation aircraft from landing. But US troops have now secured the airport and are helping to stabilise the area. On Monday, 250 defence personnel left Australia for the Middle East, set to join US operations. Defence Minister Peter Dutton is unsure of when they'll be able to reach the 130 Australians and interpreters stuck in Kabul.
We won't be landing into Kabul in these circumstances. No. And obviously we've got a base close by, which is safe and secure in the UAE. And that's where we'll stage from, but we'll work with the Americans and others, including the Turks, etc., to make a very difficult, tragic situation as best as it can be.
Advocates say time is running out to rescue them. Lawyer and former army officer Glenn Colomise represents more than 200 interpreters still waiting to apply for visas. He's concerned for their welfare.
We need them out. I don't care where they go. We need them out of Kabul. Somewhere safe, and then we can get back into clearing and processing.
Former Chief of Army Peter Leahy says the government's view is realistic, that we won't be able to bring everyone home.
We won't be able to get everybody out. They won't be able to make it to Kabul airstrip. They're probably still up country. There's just going to be probably hundreds of really sad, really quite tragic stories. But right now what we've got to do is try and get as many out as we can, and then maybe negotiate to see what we can do to get the rest out.
But there's some hope today for Afghan nationals in Australia. The Prime Minister is reassuring temporary visa holders they won't be sent back to Afghanistan when their permits expire.
We have no plans to be returning people back to those places.
The moratorium on removals won't be permanent. Scott Morrison says the decision will hinge on the situation on the ground in Afghanistan.
Where there is such terrible unrest, and they'll be able to remain here under those circumstances, under the visas they're currently on.
The government is all but ruling out any measures for Afghan nationals to become Australian citizens. Labor believes more should be done, with opposition leader Anthony Albanese calling for a more permanent pathway.
This isn't going to be resolved in their lifetime, and we need to give them the certainty of Australian citizenship. On a permanent basis, rather than some pretense that somehow their circumstances are temporary. They are not.
Expediting humanitarian visas for vulnerable Afghans is also on Labor's agenda. Shadow Foreign Minister Penny Wong calling on the government to process more visas.
We do have an unallocated humanitarian visa capacity, and I would be saying to the government that should be applied to those most at risk, obviously activists and women in particular.
The Prime Minister dodged some questions about the longer-term issues and says his current focus is on the evacuation operation. Krishani Danji, SBS News.